Streaming right around the world, you're with the Country Hour, Australia's longest running radio show.
Commissioning has begun on the newly constructed wastewater treatment plant at Australian Agricultural Company's abattoir near Darwin. The company spent $8.7 million on the new treatment facility at the Livingston Beef Processing Plant following complaints made by neighbouring residents to the Northern Territory Environmental Protection Authority about a strong odour. In a staged commissioning process, microbiology will be allowed to develop in a covered anaerobic lagoon, which should improve the quality of wastewater and reduce odour. Environmental Manager Naomi Wilson says there are three lagoons used in the process before the water is pumped for irrigation.
The wastewater comes from our processing floor. We are a food producer, so we have very strict high standards for hygiene, which requires washing of equipment and machinery throughout the whole process. So that generates a wastewater through our processing system. As a water itself, it's not particularly smelly, but once bacteria starts to activate within that water, they go through a process that generates a gas, a hydrogen sulfide gas, which is smells quite septic-like. So in our old system, that gas was what was generating the odour in our irrigation processes. We've built a new system, which has cost us about $8.7 million, that captures that gas and converts it into something useful and completely contains the odour from that wastewater treatment process.
How do the ponds capture that odour and process it?
So we've got three ponds. It's a three-stage process. The first stage is where that main process takes place. That's where all the exciting things happen. So in that first pond, we've got two different biological communities. The first one takes the large components of organic matter that's in that water and breaks it down into a smaller chain molecule. There's a second community of biologicals in that then take that smaller molecule and convert that into methane gas. That all takes place inside a covered lagoon. So there's a big rubber cover over the top that traps all of that gas. We then capture that gas as biogas. So that's then an energy source that will be available to us as a more sustainable energy production for our process in the future.
And at the moment, that gas is flared?
At the moment, it's flared, yes. So we've installed a fully enclosed flare that burns off that gas in a fully enclosed environment, so you can't see or hear that process. Our intention is to capture and use it in the near future.
And so the microbiology that you've mentioned there is essentially bacteria that's eating the carbon that's in this water.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's the process that in an uncontrolled or in open environments can generate a hydrogen sulfide gas. Because it's enclosed, that all takes place in a fully contained environment. We actually have a third community of bacteria in the second pond. And that community just processes the remaining nitrogen and phosphorus, and we precipitate out as much of that as possible, and we'll collect that and hopefully convert that into a fertiliser product that can be used by the local horticulture industry.
And then the water goes to a third pond before it's pumped onto the paddock for irrigation?
That's correct. So there's what's called the decant basin. That takes the final product, which is a relatively clean water source that we then pump down to an irrigation paddock, and we will grow a high-value hay crop from that. We'll also hopefully use some of that water in parts of our processing where we don't have the high standard for hygiene. So things like washing down yards, we can use some of that water there, and that will give us some water efficiency savings as well.
So currently you're undertaking a staged commissioning process. How long does this commissioning process take?
It'll take us about 3 months. And it's a fairly delicate process. So we start with, in the ponds, we start with clean rainwater. And to that rainwater, we introduce the biological communities. We then start to basically feed them with our wastewater stream. And that provides them with a level of food, basically, to start growing and multiplying. We need to make sure that we don't overwhelm them in that stage. So we feed them for a few days and then give them a couple of days rest. And that few days rest gives them a chance to multiply and for their community to grow. So that's the process that we're in at the moment. We're actually going through that process a lot more rapidly than we thought. The nice warm conditions here, these communities are loving, and so they're getting up and running a lot faster than what we anticipated. But we will certainly be up to full stage production by the end of October.
How long does it take for this treatment facility to process water? How long does the water spend in one of the ponds at any one time?
Well, the ponds are quite large. They've got quite a long storage capacity. So the covered anaerobic lagoon is about 16 megs, and that's a massive pond compared to how much we put in every day. So only a small amount comes out of that every day. So only about half a meg comes out of that on a daily basis. So once we're up to full production, about a half a meg per day will come through that pond.
Now, this treatment plant came about because there was some concern about some odour emanating from the site. So I guess the important question is, will there still be odour once the facility has finished the staged commissioning process?
Well, we've spent $8.7 million, so we're pretty confident that the answer to that is no. We've been doing odour monitoring around the commissioning process, and we're really pleased with the progress that's being made. There's been a massive improvement in the performance in that area, and we're very confident that this will address the odour issues that we had from that wastewater treatment process.
I was at the site at the end of last year, Naomi, and I couldn't smell anything, and I was right there next to the buildings. Is it a matter of which way the wind's blowing, or did you discover a particular reason why there was some odour on some days and not on others?
Look, it's a really complex little process, and there are different components of it that tend to generate odour, and sometimes it does depend on which way the wind's blowing. So if we've had a particularly poor performing day, then that odour will depend on where the wind blows. But we have had quite good days when we've been able to achieve good odour performance, and days when we have had some issues.
So just in terms of monitoring the process going forward, how is the company monitoring that odour? Is there a particular technology that's used?
Well, believe it or not, Carl, the most advanced odour detecting device that we have is the human nose. So it's far more sensitive than any equipment that we could employ for that. So we actually have an environmental officer, and on a daily basis he does a round of odour monitoring, just detecting anything that he can pick up that might be taking place in the local area.
Naomi, thanks very much for sparing some time to speak with the Country Hour today.
No problem. Thanks, Carl.
Naomi Wilson, she's the Environmental Manager with the Australian Agricultural Company.